Hello and welcome to the Caffeine and Sensu Beans podcast, where three friends talk about the most relevant anime topics of today. We cover everything from anime news to the latest anime shows, and from time to time we'll sprinkle in some more vintage anime for old time's sake. We love exploring the anime genre, we love giving our takes on different anime shows or different anime news. However, the most important piece in all of this are the listeners. So, please, please, please reach out to us on our Instagram at CSBpod or on our TikTok at CSBpodcast and interact with us. Let us know what your favorite anime is or what anime you're watching or what manga you're reading or anything that you'd like us to talk about. Please, please, please reach out to us. We'd love to hear from you. And with that, we'll head right on into the episode. We can let's just start there, right? The Pokemon, the new Pokemon coming out. Yeah, it doesn't have Ash. Paul, you don't sound too excited about it.
That's
because Ash is the main character, right? Or is it Pikachu? Who really is the main
both.
Character?
I mean the main character technically is Ash, which Pikachu being the face of the franchise. That's technicalities we can debate about here and there, right? Near here and there. Fucking doesn't matter. I don't know, man. It's conflicting in the sense that I feel like they're just going on a woke direction at this point.
Why? What's it going to be?
But hold on. Like,
sorry.
No, it's okay. I just want to get this out because, like, I don't want to it can be misconceived what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't have a problem against it. All the games, they've always changed it. Like, it's sometimes been a boy, sometimes it's been a girl. It's not really that big of a deal.
Right.
The issue with me is, like, I just hate how shows are now just trending for that sake, just for the sake of that.
Being like, push an agenda type of thing.
Yeah, it's like, dude, don't just be unique. Like, whatever. Yeah. At least I feel like Pokemon's doing it in a good way. I mean, Ash finally ended his story. He's a Pokemon champion. Not the master, but what I would have liked to see him as a master, but maybe they'll do like a memento on the show on this.
Reached like the highest levels.
He did. He did.
Debatable. I mean, he did. He's interacted with like mythical Pokemon, you know, here and there. Different movies, you know.
True. No, I guess it depends on how you perceive it. My perception of Pokemon Master is like he's caught a good amount of them and he not only interacts with them, but he actually like fucking captures a legendary or something. Because in the lore of Pokemon, there are trainers who fucking own fucking legendary Pokemon. Or not own. What's the proper word? Catch, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, the word. It's not own, huh? Because I guess that's technically it's not yours. It's you've caught Pikachu, it. There.
Technically, Pikachu is Ash's partner. But the rest are just his Pokemon that he switches off. So it's like, it's kind of interesting, the Pokemon world in that sense. But, you know, going to give it a shot. I'm going to give it a shot.
Yeah, give it a shot, right? Like with Dragon Ball Daima, right? Who knows, right? Like, I haven't seen any Pokemon stuff. But the Dragon Ball Daima animation looks really good. And the idea of them being kids. And it's a little different because it's the same characters. But it's just, and they're going to open up like a whole new world. Like they're taking a different approach, but still, a few other things. It wasn't nothing too, too crazy. BJ and I were just talking offline about the Naruto live action that's been announced. Not sure yet. But I guess they saw that One Piece bag, and they were like, "We got to get in on this,
right?"
Like,
they got a bad wagon.
They got to respect the fact that One Piece did their work for that shit, though. Everything. I mean, they had
was it a matter of time before there was finally a real good live action anime
Well, now it's still, I think we still got to wait on the consistency now. I think we're like in the early stages of like what anime was in the 90s, 80s. But because the rest of, like I said, man, like Yu Yu Hakusho had everything perfect. Like had great fucking, they had a perfect casting, honestly. The live action. But
didn't they just take the story in a weird direction?
The pacing shit. Like,
they just skipped a bunch of really important details.
Exactly. It's just shit pacing. And like, now you have Toguro. It's like, oh, he's this badass. But you don't really understand like how much of a badass until you include like the other battles that led up to that point. His train, like, mm-hmm. You don't even have to include the training arc, but just like, they're like, just include the tournament arc at least. Like, they completely bypass the tournament arc. Like, that's one of the dopest seasons in fucking Yu Yu Hakusho.
Yeah.
Like, Toguro is a badass. Like, and I'm telling you, the casting spot.
That's on. The big buff dude, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the final boss. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm looking forward for these shows, and hopefully,
it's like hopefully. BJ said. Sounds like it looks like all these big animes are gonna get a live action. I mean, all the big ones that I could think of, not all of them, but a lot of them already have. Right, like Naruto is the latest one, but Bleach already had one. Death Note Cowboy had Bebop, one.
Death Cowboy Note.
Bebop, Dragon Ball,
Yu Yu Hakusho.
Obviously, One Piece.
Yeah,
Yu Yu Hakusho. Imagine Berserk with the live action. I don't know how you could do that.
Berserk.
I mean, you,
totally doable.
You know, you could, but it would just it just would be rated R, right?
I like there would be no rated M for mature. It has to be M if they're doing it justice.
Yeah, especially after what I.
R. Yeah, man, the shit they show there, man, is on another level.
What, especially what we saw today, episode 15, I think. So
gotta love those dogs and donkeys and all these animals that they show in Berserk.
Oh shit! Sorry, something just happened in the Real Madrid game.
In the Real Madrid,
like a real bad injury. Like everyone's going like this.
Wait, what? Real Madrid's playing right now?
Yeah, it's 2-2 against Valencia. So I'll edit this part out, but I don't know. It doesn't look good for this guy who got injured. Valencia, I think.
Nah, that sucks. I mean, I'm glad it's not us, but that sucks for them.
Oh, shit, dude. Hold up.
Is it nasty?
He falls on his leg.
I can kind of see it. It's a little blurry.
Oh, my bad.
No,
so
but I can kind of see it.
He fell on the right leg hyperextended backwards because the dude fell and he fell on his knee. And the knee hyperextended going back, you know, where it's
the opposite way. It popped.
And so, like, yeah, they're just...
That popped.
Yeah, it's
gone.
His he's going to be injured for a few months then.
Destroyed.
Huh?
No, yeah, his ligaments are gone, B. His ligaments are torn.
Yeah, it may be like a career type of thing now.
If he
tore everything in his knee?
Nowadays,
no, because it went like... It's like take your elbow and push it this way.
No, I imagine what... No, like, I've seen it. You just went and it popped there. Like, everything popped.
Everything completely
ripped. No, dude. Like, but today's technology.
I mean, you can make a full recovery. No, for sure. But it would probably be like a year, year and a half.
Psychologically, it's a different question, though. I agree. Maybe psychologically, it is career. Yeah. Psychologically, it is a career ender.
Right.
At least career. I bounce back pretty good, and I'm no athlete anymore.
You've had some bad injuries too.
Like, oh yeah, like the corkscrewing knee. Doctor's like,
yeah,
dude,
then you have knee surgery, and then like a week later, you're playing soccer.
And the day of after surgery, I rode my motorcycle. The day of surgery.
Jesus Christ! The day of surgery. That's insane,
Jesus
dude.
Christ.
Retarded. Bringing it back to the anime thing, I don't know if you guys saw this. I don't know if you guys are fans of this anime, but Ninja Kaiju.
It looks cool.
Yeah. Don't know if you checked it out, but it's beat Solo Leveling on IMBD.
You mean Ninja Kamui? Is that the one?
What the hell? Did I spell it wrong?
Kaiju?
Kaiju, Kaimo, some shit like that. Kamui.
Oh, Ninja Kamui. My bad. I was looking at the Kaiju
number eight.
Different one too.
Trailer. Yeah. No, Ninja Kamui. And I just found it like it intrigued me because I'm guessing that it's gotta be pretty good then, right? I mean, BJ, I know you
haven't seen it yet, so it looks pretty good, but we'll see.
Which one is it on? I forget.
What Ninja?
Like what platform is it on?
Adult Swim. Adult Swim and Max.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm recording on the cable. You can record it on your cable, everything. Just leave it on record.
Record it on cable?
Yeah, or whatever
the fuck. Old satellite, school, you know what I mean?
Satellite dish, fuck.
Oh, well.
Fucking DVR. Is,
you know, put the VHS tape in, you know.
And then hit record, dude. That was legendary.
Make sure you don't, you know, overwrite someone else's wedding, you know, but.
Yeah, seriously, or graduation or something.
Man, this generation today doesn't know what the fuck we're talking about.
No, seriously, having to hold the camera like this at the soccer games and shit.
Right.
Like all dads walking around with it, just like right here.
Run your fucking ass off, Molly, with a beer in hand.
Yeah, well, maybe at Hoover, but not. Not like off of, you know, when you get off 101, get off on Woodside and then go down. I forget the, not Woodside, but the other road. I forget what it's called. It takes you to a bunch of fields. They're not there anymore, actually, yes, but they used to be that complex.
I think they're still
there. I played a lot. Mm-hmm. No, I don't think so, man. One other thing. BJ mentioned the Crunchyroll. What was it? They're going to like, I mean, it's not very clear right now if they're going to compensate.
Yeah, they said they were going to give them adequate or, like, equal value, supposedly, but they didn't elaborate on it for the, you know, the digital copies that they own or whatever from Funimation.
I also heard, yeah,
Funimation is going to be keeping their legacy, I guess, pricing after the merge. So it's kind of nice for them.
Yeah. I guess I never thought about that. Like, I never thought about the digital copies, buying them, and then the fact that you could very well lose them if this company goes out of business because you don't have a physical copy. Moving over to, like, actual anime programs, shows, that series that we're watching or have watched. The movie we watched last week, Demon Slayer. What was it called? What's the...
Yeah, the Hashira training arc.
Yes, the Hashira training arc.
Still one, making a lot of money here in the U.S. I saw some article, you know, saying that they're still like number two in box office sales or whatever.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's been out for 2 weekends now, I think. Yeah, 2 weekends or one, I guess. Yeah,
last came out on the 22nd, right? So yeah. This would be, yeah, 2 weekends now. This would be the third. Just thoughts.
What you got? I like the new stuff, you know, the new stuff that we learned. Yeah, I thought that was. I get a lot of people are probably disappointed that 3/4 of it, you know, is the season 3 finale. But one question I had was like, you know, what's the sickness that the you know, the master has or whatever, you know, when they couldn't see the master anymore.
I was wondering, yeah, it like, looks like yeah, he's what's deteriorating that really
he
has bad.
And, It sounds like he knows Michael Jackson on a personal level. I forget his name.
He's part of his family.
Muzan
is part of his family.
So Muzan, he's like 1,000 years old too. So that makes
He's very
the master
old.
Also 1,000 years old, right?
No, he's just part of the family.
Oh, okay. I see.
I think the master just from was just deduction from the show, but. It looks like he was poisoned by a demon. Maybe in Muzan. But if you look like
poisoned by a demon in battle?
I don't know. Something. We don't know. Maybe he tried to talk to him and or maybe he tried to become a demon himself. Kinda like what's his I forget. God damn, what's his name?
Which one? Or
the number one, the younger brother of the number one. White hair. Hashira.
Oh, the dude who can transform.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like eats them.
Well, he already ate demon blood or whatever. Yeah. So like, but only enough to partially transform and not be a demon himself. So maybe he did something similar. I don't know. But regardless, his poisoning is exactly the same, or his sickness is exactly the same when Tengen was poisoned fighting the toxic demon. Like, if you look at it, it progressed the same, just slowly. And maybe he was just fighting it using the breathing technique 24/7. That's why Hashiras have to master it 24/7. Because it was just very slowly.
You guys keep talking. My dog keeps barking. I don't know if there's something.
This is just what I'm guessing, but he's dying for sure. He knows his death is right there. He's at death's door. I mean, literally what they announced in the movie. It wasn't too exciting, but I liked it. What do you think, B? Yeah,
I liked it too, like the new stuff. There was like one other question I had, but I can't remember it now. But yeah, I thought it was good. It's cool to see the first episode, I guess, you know, a month and a half early or whatever, but yeah. So, how did you feel about it, Urban?
It was cool. I liked it. I liked the season 3 finale part of it the most, but of course, cause it was the last, I hadn't watched it. Right. And it's the finale, so you're expecting it to be pretty epic.
It was a lot of
How did you guys feel when you first saw that? Fuck. Like, what was happening?
Emotional roller coaster, bro. Those last few fucking episodes. No! Yes!
I really thought that was going to be
me too.
Nezuko's final moment. And in a way, I do think it kind of took away from the moment. Like the fact that she was able to survive. But it's nice how they...
Did you consider that plot armor? That she survived? Or
I don't know. I mean, it depends. I think literally, it kind of is. Like the fact that she's the one...
Literally,
they did a good job of weaving it into the story so that now it's a main story point.
That's why you just answered it yourself. That is exactly why it's not plot armor. We already know. We knew that they were attacked. We knew that he was looking for this demon. We knew that he, not always, but when he does leave a survivor, it's most likely going to be like a considered an upper rank demon for the most part.
So slow it down. So we knew. Okay, so
in the beginning, we did not know this was the premise, but we knew that he was attacked by a demon. We knew that she was a sole survivor, and he is the main character. So at this point in time, everything's just flowing. It's just really well. It's really good storytelling. That's what Demon Slayer is.
With we're a ton of fans, please of,
everyone.
Like,
God bless
that them. Attack that Tanjiro's family suffered. Why did she survive and he survived, but she survived and became a demon?
Plot armor would be more like Inosuke. Which I consider is still not plot armor, but like you consider it plot armor when Inosuke survived the heart attack. Like he got stabbed through the heart, but like, oh, just kidding, I can move it. Mm-hmm. He's been proven to do that. As crazy as
I don't necessarily think plot armor is a pejorative or a bad thing. I mean, I think it's on a scale, and when it looks outrageous, that's when it's like.
But even then, it's
I can't accept this. But have it's you seen like,
people? Have you seen those extreme contortionists, dude? Like it's plausible. Like, when women give birth, they literally rip apart their fucking abs. Like, you know, it's plausible. This is an anime extreme, but it comes from plausibility.
It's true that they rip their abs, but that's not an organ technically. That's not a major organ.
Okay, but there's also the extreme cases of organs being born on the opposite side of the body, like on the right instead of the left, the heart. So like you can, I'm not saying that it's not silly or extreme, but I'm saying it is an anime. But it is an anime. These are
I don't understand.
Hold on, but and these are they're mixed in with plausibility too, though. Like it's mixed in there. Like it's extreme, but it's not completely made up.
Right.
It's not completely far fetched. Like it's still along the lines of. the realms of reality in that aspect.
So I get it. We have to bake in a little bit of just like implausible
versus Yu-Gi-Oh! I'm gonna use Monster Reborn 3 times when I need it, and here's Exodia. Like, you know,
right. Yeah. It's just Exodia, whatever.
No. No, dude, I wish that was the case. That is not the case. I played Yu-Gi-Oh! I did not get the heart of cards. You guys know this.
We'll have to now define plot armor. Again, I don't think plot armor is necessarily a bad thing. I think by default, we understand the main characters are going to have plot armor. The fact that...
I do view it as a bad thing. That's a good character point.
That you think has plot armor dies, it's that much more impactful because you never thought they could actually...
The perception of plot armor... I see. No, I viewed it as...
Do you think there's plot armor in JJK?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Well, I guess, yeah. Well, of course, Gojo. But aside from that, no one else has plot armor. All
right. My G's. I got to let you guys know that I read a little bit of the jujitsu. Not too much, but a little bit here and there.
You couldn't control yourself.
I couldn't control myself, and there's no such thing as plot armor in jujitsu, Kaisen. I'll tell you that.
Besides the Gojo incident, right?
What are you
saying? So everyone's dying. How is there
no... Okay. So I see what you're insinuating, and it sounds like it's pretty major.
It's pretty cool, dude. It's pretty complex. It has me thinking a lot. Like, it's along the lines of, like, is Itadori the main character? I say that.
Right. That's a nice...
That's the only thing I would say. Like, that's the only thing that it really... So touches on what I'm saying.
He is.
Okay.
He is.
I don't know. It's a good, yeah. No, I like the idea how they play on it. I don't know how to describe it even to this day. But like, I don't know. This show really does play with like, who is a main character? What is a main character?
Same.
Kind of like Bleach's right now.
I feel like they're queuing up Yuji to be the main just because, you know, he's this whole arc that we just went through, you know, the Shibuya arc, you know, queued up for him to be a failure, you know? So he's failed. Now we got to go through training arc, then the redemption arc, and then he's our main MC, whatever.
What if he dies?
Nah, they didn't let Gojo die. They're not gonna let Yuji die.
We have Megumi now. I mean, we know Sukuna can take over people. He can just, and he wants Mahawaragan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll see. I'm excited to see it. The manga's still ongoing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, the manga's good. It's good stuff. I haven't finished it, but it's good.
You reading on Shonen Jump or?
Yeah, you can just play the monthly subscription on it. You can just play on that app, dude, or I can just share it with you. Actually, I'll just share it with you. It's only $1. Only $1, and you can read like a shit ton, or you can pay a little extra for other ones.
Oh, okay.
The premier mangas are like the exclusive ones.
The we don't put restrictions on your account. Premium.
Yep.
Okay. Subscribe.
Surprise.
Right.
Except for these guys. You know, you got to buy the manga or pay a little extra.
Right.
Where the hell did we segue this from?
I think we were just talking about the Demon Slayer movie.
Oh, that's right. Demon Slayer. Yeah. It's all segues from Demon Slayer. Oh, Demon Slayer's going to be fire. Yeah.
I think it's going to be fire. Season 4. I will say that, let's say whether it was the second half or the last 25% or the last quarter of the movie, it was a lot of like moving the story forward. Well, I don't know if moving the story forward, but setting up the right things for the story to come. Right. I thought there would be like a big epic fight. There wasn't.
I wish there was.
There was like no new action from your guys. I said, well, my favorite part besides the Nezuko moment I love that. I thought that was, you know, because a lot of people could, it could resonate with them, right? So I thought, oh, this is perfect. This is now Tanjiro is going to go to a whole new level. Yeah, you know, that whole thing, right? And I was like, oh, that demon is dead. As soon as I saw Nezuko go down, I'm like, Tanjiro's going to take care of business. There's no way he's letting her die and, like, the demon get away. But my other favorite part was when the two Hashiras, what are they? And you'll have to excuse me just because I don't watch the anime consistently. The two that are, they're, like, on a, some type of mission, right?
Oh, yes.
And...
never talk about it. I'm gonna
right. The snake one and the white-haired one.
Yeah, and they're up on the rooftop, and they're running up because they're chasing one of them, right? Like one of the demons, and
well, Iguro, and the other one is Snake Man is Iguro.
Iguro. Okay, so when Iguro and
I don't know what the fuck was it? Actually,
when Iguro. Oh.
Sanemi.
And Sanemi. Okay. So when Iguro and Sanemi, when they're chasing that one demon up the roof, and it's like they're on the shingles, it looked really cool. Then they jump and they enter, I don't know what it's called. I call it Muzan's lair, but maybe something else.
The disappearing castle, whatever.
That was a dope ass scene. I thought they were fucked. I thought they were gonna get hurt.
Right, me too. Right, I was like, oh shit. Right. Hell yeah. I wanted to see.
Dude, we just lose two Hashiras right now instantly. Like, fuck.
You know that, dude. I love that because it was so obvious that they were so much stronger. Like, they're so strong, it's crazy, right? But once they were put in that environment, it reminds me of like when Kakashi was gonna fight Pain. And Kakashi's really strong compared to the field, but not Pain. And so
you could feel.
Yeah, I was excited. Difference. Yeah, I was excited. But Kakashi's so resourceful. I don't know with these two, like how strategic they are. They seem so OP. They seem I love the dude with the white hair. What was his name again, Paul? Senemi? Senemi?
Oh, Senemi?
No. Yeah, Senemi? Okay.
Yeah, the wind, Hashira.
They're
the number one.
I hella like that guy. Where is he?
Jeez, that's what I was saying. It would make crazy to lose
my ignorance right here. Shining through.
I wonder, that reminded me. The question I had was so we learned like a little bit about Tanjiro's power, how he kind of has the power to give other people, like other, you know, unlock their powers, kind of. But I remember they cut it off. They were like, you know, oh, you know, when they were having the Hashira meeting, they were like, oh, if you guys pursue this training, there's going to be some type of repercussions. And then they only cut it out, so we never knew, like, what's going to happen if they pursue this higher level of power.
No, they die.
Oh, they die? Oh.
They die. They can't. There's certain...
It wasn't explicitly said, though.
Not explicitly, but pretty much. They're saying if you can... No, they did. Like, there's...
I don't think they explicitly said what's going to happen. They left it on a
no. They didn't say explicitly. Like they didn't. They were figuring out how to activate it. Like they were figuring out the prerequisites, and then that other dude started breaking it down. But they were saying like pretty much, if you can't survive this, then you will die.
Huh.
That's how intense the training is. I could understand that.
No, just the prerequisites.
Well, I thought they said something along the lines of like, if you pursue this, something's going to happen to you.
Yeah, because you'll die. You'll die because you have to, the heartbeat was like at an absurd rate. And there was like other, like you pretty much, they were near death. They were saying like all these.
What if you turn into a demon?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
That'd be a cool wrinkle.
What do you mean? Like, if they turn into a demon?
Right. Like, so we're still not sure of how. Let's just say, I know Nezuko is not a Hashira, and I know she's not a demon slayer, but we don't know how she became a demon. At least I don't think we do. I could be wrong. And so,
yeah, it's just implied.
Right. And so with this training, one of the like a repercussion, a drawback could be the fact that obviously something bad happens. So it could be death.
Maybe it cuts their life shorter.
It could be they turn into a demon. The thing with death is, I mean, if they die, yes, like that's very sad and that's tragic.
You turn into a demon from
but
the training?
There's a finality to that. If they turn into a demon, you're right. Like it would look ridiculous because now it's like you're going from being a Hashira. From trying to activate that mark on their head, right? That's ultimately what they want to get.
Yeah, we'll say no, not from that directly. That's not a possibility. No.
We'll see.
No, because we'll Mozart see. Was the first dude to become a demon, but he became a demon from taking that one flower. Like the doctor made a concoction like out of this one flower that he was trying to make, blah, 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 and that's what made him a demon.
The blue spider lily?
Yeah, but we also don't actually know if he actually... He doesn't even know if he's actually... has any weakness to the sun. That's just been a fear he's had the entire time.
Right. He's never taken the chance. But let's just keep my theory on the shelf. All right. Let's not.
I'm not trying to.
I'm just saying,
brother.
It may be very, very, like the likelihood may be very, very low, but who knows, right? The draw, like the repercussion may not be death, right? It may be something else. So, and if it's death, then that's really sad. But the thing is, if they were to become demons, now it's like, holy hell, a Hashira level demon. I mean, another one added to their ranks, right? Like now it's not just they're dead and we don't have them anymore. Now it's we don't have them anymore and they're against us. So that would kind of mess things up. Yeah. All so right.
Here you go. I got you.
Okay.
This literally, this is what I remember from the movies. And
okay.
This is what they say. For one to awaken the Demon Slayer mark, they must survive extreme life-threatening conditions, specifically a heart rate of over 200 beats per minute and a body temperature of 39 Celsius, 102.2 Fahrenheit, which condition can be fatal in most cases.
Correct. But then...
So yeah, they just have to survive that.
To me, they could have said that.
They
right,
did.
Like
no, they did verbatim. They did 100%.
But the fact that they purposefully—the
dude from the Sword Art is the one that said that specifically.
In the movie,
mm-hmm.
What I saw was when he was like, "And if you go through this training, one of the—I'm saying this obviously—it's verbatim, right? It's not word for word, but like one of the bad things that could happen is, and then they." All they do is they show the expressions of the Hashira. They don't actually like.
No, that's because that's what I said right now verbatim, like dead ass. Like that's literally what they said right there, like that, and that's proven to be like, oh, you can die from that. They're like, damn, yeah.
I mean,
some might die.
If
no,
they could
what
die
they
from
some...
that, though, I mean, it's not like. Don't get me wrong, but these are. Yeah.
No. Even he said that like,
these guys flirt with death all the time.
No, yeah, but
I'm surprised it.
But it's still life threatening. Yeah. It's so life-threatening.
Yeah,
they accept that it is, though. Like, that's what they have to do, the breathing techniques and everything else, to keep it under that.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. When did Season 3 come out?
Spring.
Yeah, last year, spring. April.
And when is Season 4 coming out? Same time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. They've been releasing the new season in the same month every year.
Okay. We'll see. So,
yeah, April.
Alrighty. Let's see how it goes. But yeah, it was a cool movie. I liked it. I did like Jujutsu Kaisen's approach more, where it's its own unique thing. And so, you're not going to see that material anywhere in the seasons. And they introduce certain characters, or whatever, blah, 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 blah. But I still did enjoy it. I'm looking forward to season 4. I'll be watching it for sure. Any other thoughts, or shall we move to Solo Leveling?
Nah, that's perfect right there. I agree with you.
Yeah. Solo Leveling, this is getting frustrating. That's the name of the episode. What'd you guys think?
Surprisingly good episode.
I agree.
That's interesting. little slower pace, but yeah, it was interesting.
Yeah, this one's surprising. Yeah, I generally don't like slow episodes like this, but this is what I'm talking about. The pacing finally made sense and everything. They touched on a lot of notes, and it's like the ending was cool, awkward.
Explain why awkward.
And he has to. I mean, everyone else is all being all cringe around him because they're like, "Oh shit!" And
they feel shame.
But it's also like, you think? No, for sure shame. But I was also thinking around the lines like, you healed your leg and your arm. You're like, okay, right, good to see you. I mean, I lost my arm, but it's good to see you.
She didn't come back.
Well, he just assumed that like some really high rank healer, you know, saved him in time or whatever.
Oh, that makes sense. Oh, yeah, is that what he wasn't? So he would hit.
That's why he didn't make a big deal out of it, because he was like, oh, the rescue squad that came to go get you must have had a really good healer, you know. Yeah.
And he was really like,
yeah, that's what happened.
No, you're right, because he did touch on, like, yeah, I didn't have enough, it didn't heal me in time for my arm.
Yeah, I didn't have enough time to, like, to get, or whatever it was. Yeah, exactly. But to Paul's point, like, I can only imagine, it'd be natural to be low-key resentful. Like, you've got to now go your whole life without this arm, without a limb, and this fool's leg came back. Damn.
Came back, yeah, he's taller, more handsome.
He was taller.
Even the girl getting wet seeing him. Oh my god, Jimu, you're alive and you look so much handsome. So I mean, you're different. Oh my god.
How far is that a bigger schlong now too?
Well, that fool's fucking
he third definitely leg. Has to have that.
That's your sword, bro. You just don't see it from how fast it is.
Damn, bro. And this fool is like, it's hella funny because when he was training, even though it looks like he still got it, and I'm talking about, I don't remember his name, I already forgot. He mentions, you know, I'm not at my best anymore. Obviously, I'm on the way down. And of course he's going to be, he's older and he's lost an arm. So it's impossible for him to be as strong as he once was. So his mortality is really coming to bear for him. And now he sees like this just young stud, like completely, he's like rejuvenated even.
But I guess it does bounce out. It's like, well, I did leave you to die, so whatever.
Yeah, exactly. And we don't know exactly what the trade-off was.
I feel like this is going to be the second part with the gods that's coming right now. Another debriefing mission, and they just happen to all be together again.
Oh, you think so? You think another double dungeon?
Another double dungeon. I think we're going to see the gods again. Something. Maybe not directly, but there's going to be something to touch on. Like, what are the odds that the author sets us this up again right now?
I agree.
Well, I mean, they're going in with criminals or whatever as filler.
They're obviously going to get murked, obviously.
Right. But I feel like the person with them that's overseeing the criminals, he's probably going to notice something, I feel like.
He's already kind of is.
Is he going with them?
Yeah, he is. He's managing the three criminals.
He's making sure they don't step out of line.
Them, you know, run free in there.
No, I thought he would. Mm.
No. It's his job to be there and oversee them.
Because I mean, if they die, I mean, you can't really escape from a dungeon. I mean, that's the only way in and out.
So, I thought there was a lot in this episode. I liked it. Normally, I do like the hype episodes. I'm a hype guy. Like, fill my hype meter up as much as you can, but. I did think it pushed the story forward and it set a few things in place. Like, that's just the ending we're talking about, and we're kind of thinking about what it could be and what it could mean. But we also found out that, at least I don't remember this being mentioned, but that until this episode, the Hunters Association is a public organization. So, right, I thought it was a private corporation, but it's public. And the guilds have taken a business-like approach where guilds are basically private businesses and they hire the best hunters possible to go extract all the resources, and then it's very valuable to society, right? Like, all those resources are actually they're necessary. So we meet Junho's, I think, or Junho, I think that's how you pronounce his name. His brother. We meet Junho's brother, right? In this in this episode.
Where?
I don't think we did we?
We're talking about what part?
Are you talking about the redhead dude and
no, the other president? He's the one who tries to recruit the S-rank hunter to his guild.
Oh,
oh. I didn't know that was his brother. I thought that was just some
rando.
Recruiter.
So if you recall the conversation that Junho and his dad are having in the car when they're face to face, Junho says a comment to himself like, oh, my brother's getting, he's letting my brother get an S rank hunter. And yes, right. You know, like, kind of, I'm getting crumbs or whatever. And then at the end, when she, the S rank hunter, talks to the redhead guy, I still don't remember their names.
Yeah, you're right.
She's like, hey, just so you know, that dude that's in the construction business, that's super rich, he's putting together a guild. And I was approached by him, and they were like, you turned him down, right? You know, she was like, of course I did. So that's going to be interesting now. Yeah. They're competing.
That makes sense. I mean, the dad seems to be pretty fair in that aspect.
Yeah.
And I did like the touch on how you said Irvin, like, just a segue for what you're saying right there as well. The business part of it is really interesting, how it's transforming the world, politics, the economy, how the guild itself runs, source of power, energy. Like, it's
interesting. It reminded me of
little nose are cool, and like actually you actually get to see Home Depot and shit like that right there, so it's like little yeah. nose reality.
Yeah, that's always nice, those little callbacks to reality. But we've got a few like story lines. One is, it sounds like the Hunters Association is now going to compete with Junho's dad's guilds. So that's one, because the way the dude in the red head, when he's like clenching his fist and he's squeezing his fist, it looks like he's not playing around, and he's going to get involved in this Jeju Island mission or whatever, right? Like, it sounds like they've got unfinished business there, and he's going to partake in it. So we're going to see some bad mother effers, like some bad mother effers get involved in this raid. Then we've got, I already forgot the dude's name, and they mentioned him, you know, the dude that kind of snaked his way through raids or whatever. Like, he would kill the hunters he'd take with him to then, what was his name? Jinwoo killed him in the last
Dong-suk.
Not the last episode. Dong-suk. Okay, so
I think that's his name.
His brother basically is, I mean, his brother's now looking for Jinwoo, right? Like, he's going to be, you know, that's going to be his sole mission, it sounds like, to find Jinwoo. So we've got that. Dong-suk's brother chasing Jinwoo. We've got Jinwoo obviously trying to level up, continuing to level up, get stronger, but keep this under wraps. But also looking for the elixir that cures all diseases or whatever to save his mom. So that's his personal journey. And then we've got the Hunters Association going up against these private guilds, and Junho's own aspirations as well, right? He wants to impress his dad, and all right. So, you know, obviously they're not going to wrap all of this up by the end of the season. This is building up season two, I think.
Right.
So,
yeah, there's only 12 episodes in this season. Yeah. So,
and this was 9, so there's 10, 11, and 12. And you could tell that this raid that they're going on is probably going to be the last one of the episode for Jinwoo. And the Hunters Association, they've got unfinished business in Jeju Island.
What do you think is the last episode for Jun Moon?
The last raid. I think just the fact that, one, we're so close to the end. And, I mean, I could be wrong, but
I feel like this is just a squad. I still want to say he's going to have a squad.
My bad. I meant the last raid for the season.
I feel like the last raid is going to be the beginning of Hell's Tower.
Well, we only have like 4 more episodes. So
I don't know how many
more is. Because, I mean, like, based on the pacing, I don't think they're going to do a one and done episode for this next, you know, dungeon. Like, they're probably going to, you know, set it up. Shit's going to go wrong. And then they're going to wrap it up in episode 10, I feel like. Like, the dungeon.
What I was saying, like, we've got these. This is like this is the Hunters Association, right? They need hunters. So this is essentially like a test, I think, to see the hunters that are out there that are available. So this can't be like, how could I say this? There's obviously bigger things to come in the future, but I definitely see a bunch of these dudes just dying off. There's no way they had this reunion, and it's so coincidental that like most of the ones partaking in this raid are the same ones from the last, like, or from the first raid that we saw, or let's say the first real raid that we saw.
Yeah, because most of them died.
Yeah, you know, only new.
Yeah, I feel like it's going to force like two of them into retirement. One of them's going to die, and of course, you know, Juhee, she's going to follow along with, what's his name?
Big Dick.
Yeah, Jingwoo.
Oh, yeah, that. Sorry. I forgot.
No, you were probably right. You were probably right, Paul.
Riz is unreal, though. Nowadays, like, honestly, no. Like, he's so
what's that?
His Riz is nonchalant demeanor. Like, it's just changed.
Yeah, it's so crazy, bro. He's like, got
like,
it.
Maybe I should take in the penalty, bro. And like, maybe I can kill the centipede.
And like, one thing about the penalty stuff, it always says, there's always like some blurb along the lines of like, you know, the penalty will, you know, match the consequences or whatever. So it's like going to scale. So if he's going to keep getting stronger, he's not going to just fight that same centipede, you know?
I don't even think about that. I see what you're saying.
Yeah,
because it always mentions, like, oh, there's going to be some type of, like, relative punishment, you know? And, like, I don't know if relative is the exact word, but there's some word used to insinuate, like, that, you know, it's going to be scalable to where you are or whatever.
No, totally. I hear what you're saying. It totally makes sense. Like, yeah, it has to be, like, level 1 is going to get level 1 challenge. Level 2 is going to get level 2 challenge. It's not going to be level 1 for the level 2 challenge. Like, if you're level 2, you're not going to get any easier. That's an interesting concept and way of looking at it. Oh, the way I did look at it is the way he was looking at it, too, though. Shit, but maybe, the way the game has been playing, like, yeah, that could be more along the lines of what you're saying, the latter, where, like, yeah, you definitely don't want to fuck around and find out.
Right.
Just do as you're told, bitch. Which is along the lines of the commandment of the gods.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm not sure.
So maybe the gods are still controlling this.
Maybe, yeah, maybe. But yeah, I'm excited to see where it all goes.
Okay,
bummed out that, yeah, we only have 4 more episodes, but, you know, it is what it is.
Hey, another anime will come up and we'll turn to that. Like, we've gone from Hell's Paradise to JJK to Solo Leveling. There's always another one on the horizon.
Mm-hmm.
Demon Slayer, maybe even Ninja Kamui. All right, that's it for Solo Leveling, right? We'll wait till next week to pick up episode. Is it 10? Episode 10, or is it episode 9?
9.
Because last week was 7.5, right?
I mean,
so
yeah, I mean, it should be 10, but it's 9.
Okay. Berserk, season 2. Berserk 2016, season 2, episode 14 and 15.
Yep.
Give me your guys' thoughts. Which one did you like more, by the way, 14 or 15? Or did you like them both the same, or...
It's interesting the like direction this is taking, you know, like whatchamacallit is essentially turning into a beast, it feels like. What's his name? Guts? Yeah, because he's having dreams about like demons, and granted, you know, some of those are real, but yeah, I thought it was interesting the direction they're taking with that. Like, he's literally becoming, like, one of the demons, it feels like.
Uh-huh. I mean, I think the writing's on the wall. That's a good...
Like, he's letting his anger, like, just, yeah, take hold of him.
Get the better of him. Yeah. And... Yeah, that's...
How many demons are in the hand?
Exactly what's happening.
I also thought it was really weird how, like, all these, like, legendary... you know, knights or, you know, people just show up to pull up and be like, hey, I'm going to help you, Griffith. I get the guy has charisma, but it's like, let's not all just suck his dick at once. Come on now.
Well, now he has the demon's influence, though.
So. Yeah. And it is interesting. The one human kid who got brought to him, you know, he's like, I don't know why, but I feel compelled to just, like, kneel and become Griffith's bitch.
Essentially. Yeah, that shit was embarrassing, bro.
No, that's right. Literally the demon's their demon powers.
Influence.
All of them. His power. Not his own, but the... What are they called? The hand? I forget their actual head.
Apostles?
The top five.
Is that what they are? Was those the apostles?
They were apostles.
Some of them were human.
They were apostles.
And one was like a freakishly stage. Like... He looked like fucking the mountain. Or whatever. Yeah. But yeah. It's interesting the direction this story is going in.
So it sounds like you guys didn't really care for episode 14 too much. It was a lot of the like backstory of what's his name? Kersico and Lady F.
Oh, yeah, the backstory no jutsu in the middle of it.
Yeah, it was really that. I mean, and then to your point, so we could just... Yeah,
Guts is, you know, turning into a beast.
Starting to see demons and whatnot.
Right,
he's like envisioning things. But there was one thing that was said to him, which is, this girl is not the girl that you thought... Or this girl is no longer the girl that
you knew.
Whatever, that you think, yeah, like that you knew, right? Something along those lines. So it seems like, I don't know that Costco will be able to be rescued, man. It's getting to a point
where it's like, well, does she need rescue from Guts now?
Right, because he's...
Because I'm not sure what happened in that. What, like how does she still fit in the plans of Griffith? We don't really know. But... Yeah, it's
he loves it so much that he's become toxic, obsessive. It's all like metaphors
for the demons, Riz, right? Is that what it is?
Well, if they've gone through so much trauma that they don't know, until he doesn't know how to control or express his emotions, so he's becoming a demon, a monster himself.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a foreshadowing for the future, I guess I can say.
It really is.
If you give in to your anger, right, you become a
monster. It's a slow demise, dude. It's a slow, you know, him slowly devolving.
Mm-hmm.
And all this anguish and darkness is going to essentially, he's just going to succumb to it. Like, he's just, that's what it is, right? That's the journey we're on for. So,
it's very possible. You can, yeah, like you said, you can understand why, because you can see the journey.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we see what happens in the episode right there where he gets pretty aggressive.
I mean, I like 15 more than 14, because 14, like I said, like, yeah, we saw the demons or whatever, but it was a lot of backstory. It felt a little bit like filler. But 15, we see Griffith, and like you said, like
Grenaded Griffith.
Dude's just sucking him off. He's obviously a stud. Like he's a beast. I still can't view him the same.
No.
You know, yeah, exactly. And dude, I got thrown off by that scene where Guts and Casca are running. Them two. And then she's getting raped. For a minute, I thought that was Guts doing it to her. But it was just, you know, like, I don't know, because then it took a weird turn. Like, when Guts got to her, like, you know, it was those two dudes. It was that ugly dude. They're obviously assaulting her.
Trying to.
She kills them. And then Guts shows up. And Guts is...
Now he's the rapist.
Yep. Yeah, like, he tries to... Yeah. He, like... He kisses her, right? I think.
Yeah, he forces himself onto her.
Yeah, and it's like he's trying to, I don't know, like, feel that they love each other. Like, he wants to go back to how it used to be, that one time when they actually did it, but that's not how it comes across this time. It's like, it's very dark, and then he himself takes the shape of a demon. The other thing is we see Locus. And I don't remember this guy at all, but he looks like a bad mother effer. So, character introduction? He's a bad mother effer, dude.
I mean, they all are, right?
Yeah.
There's like some random like demon thing that just comes to his aid, too. And stops us to Kushans or whatever.
Oh, yeah, Kushans.
Yeah, I don't know. It was interesting how they just introduce all these new people. And it's like, oh, we're all just going to follow Griffith now.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's a lot. And, you know, because I already watched the end. Let's journey makes sense to me because I know where it's headed, right? And even the fact that Kersico, like, that they're on the team now, Kersico and I keep forgetting the girl's name.
Like, just all of be that side makes... characters the whole time, anyways.
They are, but well, I don't know, man. The last two episodes. And also that witch, keep your eye out on her, that's all I'll say.
You're right.
Yeah, other than that, it's just, you know, pushing the story forward. I feel bad that this anime has been handled like this. Like, I think the music isn't good, obviously the animation's not good, even the storytelling is all over the place because they try to jumble too much in one episode, and it's not like a seamless storytelling experience, so then the viewer can't really like understand these different storylines, and like, 1 second we're viewing these characters, and anyways, you know.
No, you're right.
I just wish it was done better, but you know what, at this point, let's get through this, and then any new material from Berserk, let's give it to the top tier animating companies, right? Like, have them take care of it. Yeah. But other than that, I think that's pretty much it. We'll just keep watching the story and then see where it takes us.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it's like you said, Irvin, you're pretty spot on with everything. There's nothing more to say about it, but you clearly can still see the potential. Unfortunately, you have to wait to the fucking end. But
yeah,
and I'm just curious where this demon comes from.
What
the demon that he's facing, you know, or the one that's transforming him.
Hmm.
Well, that's so,
the one that's making him the actual Black Knight or whatever it is.
That's his rage. So,
like personified really? I thought into it was... a demon.
Maybe manifesting into a demon.
I want to say something, but I can't say it unless without spoiling.
Yeah, you can't. So don't.
So, but let's just say that question gets answered.
It's just like Irvin said, like Irvin was saying, BJ, like the storytelling in this one is just really bad. So it's just hard to get touch to go around that period.
Nice. But
if you read the manga, like definitely, you know, fuck was perfect perfection.
Yeah, man, the manga, dude, those panels, that level of detail on the art, on the drawings, it's pretty special. And in a way, that's why I think it's going to be very hard for this manga to get done justice, because I also think certain studios pick up certain anime based on the aesthetics of the anime and if it jives with their style, right? So like, I don't know if, I'm not sure who does One Piece, but I don't know if the One Piece studio could do Berserk, right? Like,
studio. They have a new animation style this season, so I don't know.
Oh, do they?
Oh, the One Piece.
Pretty cool. Completely brand new take. That's cool. I think it's very much Jujutsu Kaisen feel almost.
Oh, they're going in that direction?
The intro. No, just the intro.
Okay.
But it's good quality. It's great quality.
So it looks like it's animation studios. I'm just looking for something here.
There you go.
So I just know like the big ones, right? MAPPA, UFO Table or whatever, UFO Table. And which other one? Toei Animation. Those are the only ones I really know. I'm trying to see if there's any other ones. But I know those are also some of the bigger ones, right? Like MAPPA did Hell's Paradise, did Chainsaw Man, did what is it? This JJK. UFO Table does Demon Slayer. Toei Animation does One Piece, Dragon Ball. And I'm sure they've got more. So, yeah, man. Berserk deserves a good modern anime adaptation. So, we'll end it there. Good stuff. We'll keep watching Solo Leveling. Yes, we're coming towards the end, but, you know, hopefully they wrap it up well. And you're right. Now that I think about it, if it is 4 episodes left, this probably isn't the last, like, big raid. There will probably be something traumatic that happens.
I think I think they're going to end, like, in the beginning of a big raid.
Oh, yeah. Like, of a major one, mm-hmm. right? Like, maybe Jeju Island. You saw how they kept mentioning Jeju Island right there towards the end impossible. Of the episode?
No, it's impossible. Well, I mean, I'm only saying it's impossible because of how he wants to go about it, and he doesn't want to come up as a known S ranker. You have to be like a known S ranker to go there.
He doesn't want to get noticed, for sure. He's trying to keep everything under the radar.
I'm just thinking, like, I think they're going to break it up, like, into, since there's 3 items, I can see them kind of breaking up the season into 3 parts. Like, for the 3 items.
Each season focuses on one of the...
Maybe, or maybe, like, kind of how Jujutsu Kaisen did it, like, the prequel in the first half, like, the first third, and then kind of go in that aspect, like, one-third's going to be this, one-third's that, one-third that. But ended in the beginning of... The beginning arc will be the end of the season.
Yeah, I get it. I'm excited to see where it goes.
Manga that way. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Are you guys interested in Ninja Kamui? Have you watched any?
I haven't watched it, but it looks interesting.
I've seen the trailer. Okay. It looks pretty cool. I have no idea what it's about, but it looks pretty cool.
Yeah, I've seen little stuff here and there on Instagram, but yeah, it looked really good.
Well, maybe we give it a shot, right?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. Why not? So, okay, guys, we'll end it there. We'll be back next week with more stuff. And yeah, everyone stay safe.